News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We've been talking about it all morning. Are manners really on the wane and who's to blame? Genevieve Roberts, parenting columnist with the iPaper, recently asked that question herself. She joins us now. Genevieve, are people getting ruder? Are our kids ruder than they were in our day?
I think they probably are. I think the fast pace of life means that people sometimes have a bit less time for manners. Certainly one of the psychologists I spoke to, Martha Dearest-Collado, she was saying she genuinely thinks adults are getting ruder and that that's spilling down to children as well, because we learn from our grown-ups.
So, like, give me, actually, one example I have noticed. I find when I say, yeah, if you say hello to kids nowadays, often they don't respond. Now, I would have killed my kids when they're younger if they hadn't responded. Is that a small example? Are there other examples?
The one that I notice is the giving up a seat for someone.
Oh, my bugbear.
To give up a seat. And now I look at it and I see adults still giving up seats for children. And I'm like, does that mean I'm never going to get to the point where I get a seat? I think there are slightly different priorities with manners, definitely. But I think overall, we all want to have a polite child.
We were talking about this a little earlier on the show, and I was making the point, and I don't know if this is relevant, there's less formality now in life. So when I was a kid, I addressed my uncles as, you know, Uncle Ger, Auntie Anna, Auntie Mary. It was never Ger, Mary, Anna. I don't particularly want my nieces and nephews to call me Uncle Shane, but I suppose, is there a price to be paid for the lack of formality? Is it inevitable then that there will be slightly less by way of manners?
One of the things that really came out when I was chatting to people was that actually perhaps the formality leads us to, it's all about the please and the thank you and the you must say please rather than giving that sentiment behind it. And I had some really, really good advice, actually. Martha Dearest-Collado was saying to me, when it comes to sorry and that sentiment behind it, otherwise you can sort of breed a bit of resentment because people are having to parrot a complete, you know, the parroting of phrase rather than really meaning it. And I saw my eldest daughter after a row with my son, and that afterwards she started playing this game, and it's that my son absolutely loves. That was her way of saying sorry. Okay. And so I had this advice to actually say, beyond that formality of the set words, it is that feeling, and that counts so much more for both of them. So, I mean, I'm still a stickler for the word.
Oh, definitely. Sorry, just to finish very, very briefly, is it up to us as parents to show the way?
I mean, it always is, isn't it? What we do, they will follow and they will copy. It's not that it's that, you know, do as I say, not as I do, doesn't work at all. I think we all learn that as parents, and it's frustrating, isn't it?
It really is.
Absolutely, what we do, 100%. And if we say please and thank you to our children, that's when they will copy it.
Well, thank you for joining us, Genevieve Roberts, a columnist with the iPaper. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.